overcast, 53 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. As the weather warms, supporters of the Raise the Roof campaign in Three Lakes hope work can move forward. The building that houses the Three Lakes Center for the Arts has undergone some work to stop a number of leaks caused by a failing roof. The drive is nearing its final stages, says President Colette Sorgel. She says over the winter, workers updated the furnaces. The next phase is sealing the rivets on the Quonset hut and putting a waterproof layer over the top. After a few other tasks, the group needs to fix the areas inside where water caused some damage. Sorgel says they need a few more dollars.
We're about 70% of our $225,000, and a big portion will be due after the actual roof is sprayed on, hopefully in May or June. That will be about $50,000 additional dollars that we have not collected yet that we'll need to finish that roof.
The expected life of a Quonset hut roof is about 50 to 60 years, but this one has gone about a decade beyond that. Sorgel says the campaign is watching to see what their season will be like this year because of COVID-19 concerns. More information is on the campaign's website and Facebook pages. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation President Missy Hughes says businesses should be looking toward her agency as they open up for business. Ken Kral explains.
In an interview with WXPR, Hughes says the virus cuts across county lines, and she says business owners should consider some options.
So that's where WEDC's guidelines can be helpful, because businesses can use the guidelines to stand in the middle of their shop or their cafe and think about, what do I need to change in order to do the best I can to help my employees feel safe and my customers feel safe.
Hughes says many people thought they would have more time to consider what to do under the Badger Bounce Back Plan presented by Governor Evers. When the state Supreme Court reopened the state right away, many people were looking for guidance on what to do, says Hughes. Hughes says she hopes businesses take full consideration of what's best for their employees, customers, and community.
So we have guidelines at WEDC.org that will help businesses understand some of the things they need to be thinking about as they reopen.
Hughes says being respectful of social distancing and other measures means people are considering the people most susceptible to becoming seriously ill from COVID-19. Ken Kral, WXPR News.
The container cover often says flushable on some wipes, but doing so damages valuable equipment in municipal wastewater systems. Cities in the state are noticing an increasing problem with the amount of flushable wipes clogging up motors and other systems used to treat waste. DNR wastewater engineer Amy Garby says the wipes always have been an issue, but with the COVID-19 pandemic, the wipes are being used more frequently and they end up in the toilets. She says the guidelines that allow the companies to use the word flushable on the container aren't stringent enough.
Toilet paper breaks down almost instantly, while these flushable wipes, they don't. They stay almost exactly the way that they look when you take them out of the package, all the way to the treatment plant.
There are many places the wipes can get clogged. They can clog pipes or botch equipment at the plant that's costly to fix. Garby says it can back up a basement or cause an overflow in a manhole. Garby says there's a rule of thumb regarding toilet flushing.
The solution is to keep things that don't belong in the toilet out. The toilets are not a trash can. And so really the only three things that should be flushed down the toilet are, we say, the three P's, pee, poop, and toilet paper.
She says diapers, feminine products, baby wipes, Q-tips, and dental floss are all things that shouldn't be flushed down the toilet. Wisconsin farmers aren't immune to changing weather patterns affecting the Midwest. That's why those who are adopting conservation practices hope other farmers follow suit. Mike Moen reports.
The National Climate Assessment says heavy downpours and flooding are among the biggest climate change threats facing the upper Midwest. The report says the frequency of days with heavy precipitation is projected to increase for the region. Larry Clemens with the Nature Conservancy points to wet conditions in states such as Wisconsin last year that caused major headaches for farmers.
In many areas, we had a wet spring, so crops got planted late, which meant they got harvested late.
Clemens says that's why his group is working with the agriculture community on promoting conservation practices such as cover crops. He says these are tools that are starting to gain more acceptance as farmers try to overcome all the obstacles being thrown their way in today's market. In Wisconsin, other groups and agencies involved include the Dairy Strong Sustainability Alliance and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
And that was Mike Moen reporting. In your forecast for the Northwoods for today, our high will tick up to 65 degrees in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 45. Tomorrow, 73 degrees. Gradual clearing throughout the day, 74 under sunny skies on Thursday, then 75 degrees on Friday. Undercurrents is on the way next. It's All Things Considered starting at 4. This is WXPR News.